Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church Spring Tent Revival. And today's sermonette text is taken from Psalms 119, verse 37. And it says, "Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way." And we're going to have spiritual battles in this lifetime while we're on this earth. And we're going to be warring against the flesh. But the good news is God's way and word will revive us, guided by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, put your Christian armor on, which is Jesus Christ. And we must stay fixed and focused on Him and Him alone, and not on worthless things. If we're to be revived and grow, we must remember our adversary, the devil, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Why is this happening? I don't know. Sin first enters man's mind by the eye and is still a favorite gate for the incoming of Satan's allurement. Hence, we need a double watch upon the portal, directed to the right object, which is Jesus Christ. When the heart is full of grace and the eye will be cleansed from impurity, our greatest need more life in our obedience to our God. And the question for us is, are you obedient to God or to the world? Where that increased life comes from is the Lord alone. Vitality is the cure for vanity. Vanity is sin and we must flee. Vitality is a vital force which is our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Sin follows the general law and it is to be avoided altogether. A man should be thankful in this, that he has eyelids, that he can close his eyes, so he should often do. Praise God. But with temptation will also make a way of escape. I'm going to try to do something. But with temptation, it will also make a way of escape. Flee to Christ. Seek guidance from the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to guide us. Pray. Our God will never leave or forsake us. His way is the way. Vanity and vain is summed up in the Bible entirely as the idea of emptiness, fruitfulness, and worthlessness. Not in the sense of conceit or conceit, vanity is often used of an idol as an empty, worthless substitute for God. Do we substitute our God and Savior for idols? The root problem comes from earthly visions and not from heavenly. Evil company corrupts good habits. Again, I say, stay fixed and focused on the Lord. And this is what Proverbs has to say. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Do not turn to the left or to the right. Look to Jesus. He cares for you. Turn to Him. Our belief and faith in Christ, Christian walk for revival, is paramount. And according to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight of in the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance that the race that has been set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for our joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus Christ is our greatest example to follow. And we have many other examples in the Bible that we can draw from. If we seek the one, we can grow in our faith and we can strengthen our belief and focus what is important. What is important in your life? We must remember that we were bought at a price, His precious blood. For we were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He owns us if we believe upon Him. Our thoughts should be on the one who paid our debt, sin in full at the cross. It should not be taken lightly. What Jesus Christ has done, doing, and will do in our lives. We Christians have been saved by great grace through faith. We want to please our God in body and spirit and not grieve the spirit the day that we were sealed. And this is the value of diligence. Truly, the light is sweet and it is pleasant for the eye to behold the sun. Our light is the light of the world, Jesus Christ. He directs our path. We don't stumble in darkness today. We can go off the path, but we always can go back to the light, which is Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect, Christian. Just imagine if he came in 5 minutes, then we'd have no more worries. Until that day, our focus should be on the Lord and not on useless things. Mindless, useless things. It's already been said, trinkets, money. None of this is going to matter one day. It will not matter. So why should it matter now? Somebody can take it anyway. When he comes back, what will he find you doing? You ever ask yourself that when you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing? Just imagine if he came back right now. Your way, your word comes right from Jesus. John 14:6, and he was speaking to Thomas. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You have to go through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. His word can revive. Absolutely. His word is truth, His holy Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, everything is true. You must believe. Jesus is the life to those who put their belief and faith upon Him and Him alone. Not only in this lifetime, but for eternity. Praise God. Our hope is in the Lord. And this is what the psalmist David wrote. And now, Lord, what I am doing, wait for you. My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. Christians, we must keep a good testimony. We are going to all fall short of His glory, but we must repent and get right with the Lord, be in communion with Him. Christians, our hope is in the Lord, our God, Jesus Christ, and not on useless things. We have the hope that's in the God of hope. Isn't that amazing? All the patriarchs had hope. And this is what Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's plan for salvation is through his son Jesus Christ. Christ paid the sin debt in full at the cross. God the Father was satisfied. And now this pertains to us. Those who confess their sins, repent of sin, and believe in faith upon Jesus Christ will be saved. By grace and mercy we have been saved. What must I do to be saved? Believe and keep growing daily in your walk. This is not a race. It's not going to take 6 months and you're going to get it all down. It's a lifetime. You have to get the basics down. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He died for our sins. He was buried. He rose. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's interceding for us. And one day he will come back. Do you believe this? We have to grow more Christ-like. The old saying, either you grow or you go. Flee from idols and worthless things and cling to Christ. Have your footing on the firm foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Don't put your hope in government, military, money, people. They will all fail you. And we must put on the armor. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Take heed to Scripture, apply to your life. Trust in Him and not useless things. Trust in Jesus Christ who can save and revive you. I can't stress that enough. And this is truth for somebody that believes. This scripture encapsulates what a revival is and to be revived. And these are a few definitions. Restore to life or consciousness. Regain life. Give new strength of energy. Restore interest. Improve the position or condition. These definitions are our truth to those who believe in faith upon Jesus Christ, who has all the power. We are Jesus Christ's mouthpiece. That's what we are. Preaching His holy word in truth and love. A lot of people reject Christ for whatever reason. And we have to remember, we were there too once before we believed. So we should have a little bit of compassion. In this scripture right here, I believe it encapsulates what we're doing right now. And this comes from James chapter 5, verse 19. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. That's what we're here to do as Christians, is to go out and tell people the good news. We can't sit on our couch and wish somebody else is going to do it. We have to get up and do it. We have to get up and go. I think there's a word in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, it says go. So we must go. We have to be revived daily, brothers and sisters. Like I said earlier, this is not a sprint. This is a long haul. Until the day we take our last breath, we can be revived daily to keep growing more and more. And with this, we're going to end in prayer. Holy Heavenly Father, we just thank you for letting us come out here to preach your word of truth, give hope, to the hopeless, and may they have hope. For the people that are believers in you, may they just be revived and grow daily into your likeness. We just thank you for everything that you've done, doing, and will do in our lives. We want to please you, Lord. We want to grow as Christians in grace and knowledge of the truth, Lord. We just are so blessed and so grateful. And you are among us, Lord. You did say, where two or three are gathered, there I will be in the midst, Lord. And may you be well pleased, Lord, by what's going on here, by us going forth, preaching with power and might. And may somebody just be saved, because that's what it's all about. Souls are lost, and they need to just turn to you, the lost sheep. We were all once lost sheep. We were all the prodigal son, and we did come back, Lord. There are people that are not going to ever come back for whatever reason. But we just thank you, and let us just keep marching forward as Christians and doing your will and not our own. And all of this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.